First of all, it's good to be with you. So I know myself and yourself have had our issues, Greg, but I wanted to talk to the people of Donegal tonight, because I know over the last couple of days people have been hanging in every word, and I want to recognise the tremendous work that you as a team have delivered on behalf of the county the last 2 days as well, and the very hard work all of you have put in terms of giving the coverage from the count here. And I know people right across the county have been sitting beside their radios and listening to every last word and following this very keenly. And listen, I'm very grateful to the people that voted for myself and came out to vote for me and came out to vote for the party as well. I think we're in a strong position, but it remains to be seen where it actually will land. I think if we can deliver 2 seats here in the county, it'll be a tremendous result. Or the Fianna Fáil vote, thankfully, in the county is up. We've been in a very strong campaign, myself and Pat the Cope Gallagher, along with Claudia Kennedy, working very closely together with a strong vote management approach under Senator Niall Blaney as the Director of Elections. And I want to thank the many people who canvassed and worked so hard. I think of all the parties, we covered by far more doors than any other party and put in tremendous work. And I want to thank everybody that went out in very dark nights and wet days as well in order to actually support us. But most importantly as well, thank the people that came out to vote for their support. I'm hopeful that it will land with 2 seats for Fianna Fáil. I think that'll be a great result for the party, but more importantly, I think it'll be a really good result for the county, because thankfully it looks like we're the largest party nationally. I think we're going to be in a strong position now in relation to government formation. And I think it's really important in terms of Donegal moving forward, developing the great potential our county has, continuing the work we've done over the last number of years in terms of delivering for the county, that we have government representation and that we're going back with 2 government TDs as opposed to potentially 4 opposition TDs and 1 government TD. So I'm very hopeful that will be the outcome at the end of the counting.
You know, notwithstanding that those listening feel things personally as well, okay, but I just want to ask you a personal question, and that is how difficult has the campaign been? It's gotten pretty nasty. It's got pretty nasty in the last wee while. It got very, very personal. And as I say, I understand that the people out there in dire straits that feel stuff personally too, but I'm not forgetting that. But I'm also asking you, Charlie, as a fellow Donegal person, as a dad, as a family man as well, has it been particularly difficult?
Listen, I mean, what I've seen the last few weeks has been, I have never seen it in a campaign before in terms of the unprecedented targeted nature of some of the campaigning, and specifically targeted against a person as opposed to for others. Listen, it hasn't been particularly difficult for me, as you'll have known and as you'll have seen the last three, four, 5 years. I'm a particularly robust individual, but it's difficult for people around you and it's difficult for your supporters. But listen, everybody has kept focused on the outcome we're looking for here, which is actually to get into a position to continue to work on behalf of the county. We've kept the message very clear, and we've kept our campaign very strong as well and very focused throughout that, and I'm very grateful for the work of everyone that worked with me, and particularly for the support of the public in relation to the strong vote we got, which I'm very hopeful now will ensure we come back with 2 seats.
Just in terms of locally, you know, it's likely you will be in the next government. It's likely we will have a 100% redress candidate in the Dáil. What do you think this means, or what does it mean to you, or what you will be doing over the term of this current government to deliver what you are looking for, which is an improved scheme? I don't think I'm putting words in your mouth. That's what you've said. I know it, you probably can't say you don't think the scheme's any good. I don't know if we were completely off the record and you're retired from politics and I was a journalist, what you would say. You're a member of a party and you're a cabinet minister, but you do see scope to improve that scheme and also to improve the life of people around Donegal more generally.
Well, listen, this has been this was the number one issue that I worked on the last 4.5 years, and we've done massive work in terms of putting the scheme that's in place there in place now. And it took massive effort by everyone, and it took massive commitment and support by my government colleagues as well to actually deliver on it. And the reality is now we have over 300 houses under construction. The reality and the truth of the matter is as well that many of those houses that are getting built for very close, if not the cost of the grant. And that's something we need to make sure continues. Mm. It obviously is evolving. It's important that it does evolve. And I certainly will continue my work over the next period of time, working with my colleague Pat the Cope Gallagher as well, and other Oireachtas representatives. But listen, really importantly, to continue the work we need, and that was my message to the public during the election, we need people to be in government. There's no point whenever whenever the dust settles on this election and the bell rings for the first round of the next 5 years, and you look around and there's nobody in the ring to fight your battle, and everybody's on the sidelines shouting at the people in the ring. You need people in there working hard. That's why I'm in politics. Yeah. That's what I've done over the last 4 years, and that's what I'll continue to do.
We'll move on more generally, but I just have to say, like, you know, maybe I'm being... I speak to lots of different people. I don't speak to any people involved in any campaigns. We speak to just people, real stories that I can verify. And the scheme you describe and how you describe it, Charlie, is not the scheme that the people, and I'm on about dozens and dozens of people, it's not the scheme that they're experiencing. And that's where it's difficult for me, right? Because... You know, you're very clear and you've been very articulate and persistent in how you frame and describe the scheme. And then I've got this other situation whereby lots of people I speak to, not campaigners, regular people, and most of it off the radio, if the truth be told, and that's not their lived experience. And it's I can't square that circle, if you know what I mean, because I'm sure you're not lying to me and I know they're not lying to me.
Well, it's not supposed to be difficult for you, Greg, or it's not your job to square that circle. In my view, it's your job to have people on and to be a platform for the county, for people to come on and actually communicate their views and to allow that to happen. So that's what I'd say first and foremost.
I don't understand that. What do you mean by that?
I mean exactly what I said. So, in terms of the scheme that's in place now, I've worked massively hard to get it where it's at. It is for those people who are under construction, working for many, many. There's a lot of misinformation out there as well, and there's a lot of people very afraid. This has been a trauma in people's lives, and there's a lot of people very afraid of what will come down the tracks and what this will mean for them going down the line as well. It's going to be my objective now, as it has been in government up until now, to work to make sure this scheme works for all families and to make sure we continue to monitor it and make sure that it evolves in a way that supports families too.
Do you think it would be all right to sort of propose or have the view that we should have a railway in Donegal? Do you think that's an acceptable point of view for me to have, an acceptable point of view?
For you to have?
Yeah.
I think it's an acceptable point of view for anyone to have. Yeah. But I mean,
I'm just saying, yeah, if I'm influenced by what people are saying. So if we're inundated with regular people, not campaigners, regular people who are of the view that the scheme doesn't work for them, there comes to a point in the issue whereby it's going to sound like, well, you're pushing one side of it.
Greg, your role, in my view, you're the only current affairs platform in the county. Your role is to give a voice to everybody who comes on and to allow them to air it, not for you to be taking and through the microphone yourself, forming people's opinions or taking a position on any issue.
I would disagree with that.
But we have very different views. I also believe, dwelling on that this evening.
No, we won't. But I also believe there shouldn't be a political overreach into the media. I think it's good.
Certainly.
When the two are separate. And
that would be a good line to follow.
Anything
absolutely.
That's done to try not to interfere with media would be very welcome. Going forward in terms of the formation of a government, right, we have... Micheál Martin, very, very clear in what he's saying. We asked you during the debates, Charlie, as it relates to what your view was. I'm not sure you were as dismissive as the possibility of going into government with someone else. It may not even be a relative conversation now at this point. How do you? What government do you see being formed now? I don't think there's any rush. I think Micheál Martin wants to go for a walk and consider things. There's been no chat about it yet. What do you think ideally the next government will be?
Yeah, I think it will be policy-based, and that has always been Micheál Martin's approach. And what I'd say is coming out, listen, it looks like Fianna Fáil is going to be the largest party in terms of percentage vote, and also the largest party in terms of seats, followed by Fine Gael, and with Sinn Féin in third position. And I think the Sinn Féin vote is down about 5% or 5.5% on the last election. They've shed almost a quarter of their vote from the last election in first preferences. So I think, you know, in terms of the government formation now, Micheál Martin has always made it clear that he would talk to Fine Gael and like-minded parties that are going to have policies which are going to bring the economy forward and manage the economy well, and through that then seek to improve our public services and people's quality of life. And he's been very clear that he's very serious issues with Sinn Féin's approach to the economy and the enterprise economy in particular. So I'd expect, listen now, Micheál Martin to engage with other parties, engage with Simon Harris, And other like-minded parties as well in terms of how we'd step this forward. I do expect it will take, until after Christmas or into the early in the new year. Hopefully it can be done in a good time frame. But what would be important, I think, is that we make sure that there's a time taken to make sure the government, the programme for government is comprehensive and covers the detail, because that's what makes sure you have a cohesive government afterwards.
If your party, say, 10 seats ahead of Fine Gael, do you think you and the rest of the party would be still happy with a sort of a rotating Taoiseach side of a thing? Is that what, you know, given the mandate you'd be given there, is that going to be on the table effectively, even if you are significantly bigger than the other party? Because it's a bit, there's been the confidence and supply, and at some point, maybe your supporters might feel that you need to say, we're above these guys. Let's flex our muscles a little bit. It's a terrible terminology, but I think what I mean.
I think it's too early to look at that. I think it'll be up to the leaders to engage. And obviously, Fianna Fáil, I think, has taken the approach in previous government elections of the importance of respecting the parties you're in government with, and a parity of esteem as well. But listen, obviously the outcome, the number of seats, will have an influence in terms of how programme for government evolves, how government discussions will evolve, and let's just see where we land. Hopefully, I'm hoping for a positive outcome tonight. We're hoping for positive outcomes in many other county centres across the country. Let's see then the next couple of days where everything sits.